Good morning and welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm Mick Kerr. Now more than ever, it's important for producers to be on their toes when it comes to ag markets and marketing their grain. Brian Irie, grain market trader and regional manager of Crossroads Co-op, Colorado, says marketing is a challenge.
It is going to be a difficult marketing situation here over the course of the next several months. Opportunity probably exists that the USDA will have to step in and provide some type of support to producers if prices are going to stay this low. I'm not implying that that's imminent, but even with revenue assurance here, things are really tough when you have corn essentially well below the price of production or the cost of production. And the soybean market seems to be headed into that same area. And as we mentioned, the wheat market has struggled here for some time. It just is not a real positive time here for producers, while on the other hand, the end user is going to benefit from cheaper input costs, cheaper rations as we move through the next year here without some sort of a weather problem somewhere around the globe.
Brian Irie, Crossroads Co-op. Chip Nellinger of Blue Line Futures on Ag Day this morning agrees you have to be on your toes.
There's not a one-size-fits-all. I think first and foremost, you have to look at where your crop insurance coverage is. And, you know, it depends on the coverage level you take. But, you know, just do a review of your crop insurance and figure out where is your guarantee. Take what you think your actual yields are out in the field right now, which I know is impossible to predict, but get a good realistic, assessment of those yields and divide it back into your crop insurance guarantee. And that'll tell you what price level beans have to be in order to kick in a crop insurance payment. You might find out that it's far below the level that we're currently trading. If that's the case, then you have to back in and say, all right, what do I need to be doing here? Can I store my beans? There's plenty of carry in the market. What's the basis, look like out there? And so I think as you get ready to go to the field to harvest here is definitely not the time to kind of put the markets to the wayside here, because there still could be some decisions to be made. And if your yields are big enough with enough carry in the market, that yield could actually get you closer to revenue you need.
On AgriTalk yesterday afternoon, Jack Scoville, Price Futures Group.
On one side, we're looking at really good potential supply coming down the pike, and a lot of producers that have soybeans left are getting rid of them, sweeping out the bins. That's just probably more true with corn than with soybeans, because I think most of the soybeans were sold earlier in the year, but still a little bit moving. But I think the other thing that's going on and that the market's kind of choosing to ignore right now is the demand has really started to ramp up, especially from China. And yeah, China's off to a late start, but they're back in the game and they're buying every day. And that should continue for a while. And that should help at least stabilize the prices and perhaps cause a rally in through here. Today, Mexico is also a big buyer. So the demand news has been increasingly good for beans. And that should help the bean prices here, at least in the short term.
And the weakness in cattle futures right now, what's going on there, Jack? Is this a seasonal dip?
It must be, because, you know, the beef prices have been holding very strong. So the fact of the matter is that, beef prices are holding up, and the packer is able to make good, really good buck lately. Feeder demand has been waning. It's an interesting news, because with the feed prices weakening the way they are, you would think feeder demand would be increasing. But with the feed still kind of coming on stream, maybe the feeders are a little bit less demand right now.
Again, our thanks to AgriTalk and Ag Day for those comments. This is Inside Agriculture. We'll be right back after we check the weather forecast.